When did you first hear about the Three Mile Island incident? Okay. And from whom did you hear about it?
Someone else in the faculty who was, I guess, listening to radio.
Okay, and you, Mrs. Stroud?
I heard it on the radio. Good morning. Early.
And this was the same day as your husband?
Yeah.
Did you know the reactor was there before the incident?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. How far is TMI from us?
Approximately 25 miles.
Okay.
The neighbors called an organization that was a report that here in Carlisle, man, how far is where that's from.
Probably a little more than 25.
So you got some pretty definite information then. You just didn't go by guess and by gosh.
Yeah.
And what did you think about when you first heard about it? Did you feel it was a serious situation, or was it just another news incident?
I didn't think it was that serious to begin with, because I think if it really would have been serious, I think it would have made some kind of a bulletin and cleared out an area right away, which they didn't do for a period of time. Of course, maybe they didn't understand it either. But I don't think it was that serious. Plus, if you know anything about the production of electricity by reactors, it's not a bomb type thing. I knew that much, that it wouldn't blow up. But I didn't know which way the wind was going and so forth. And that's the thing you have to be concerned about, which way the radioactivity would be moving.
So you were more concerned about the radiation releases than fear of a huge explosion or something like that. And what about you? What did you think about when you first heard about it?
The baby.
Yeah.
I was frightened. I thought it would be in the air, that it would be here. And I didn't felt like I didn't want to hang the laundry out or be outside or have the baby out or anything. I thought it was very serious to me.
So from the outset, you were very concerned about it. When did your opinion start changing, or did it change?
I think mine started changing on Friday when they started moving people out of the 5 mile radius. Because by then, the authorities seemed to realize but it was a bigger problem than they had been anticipating.
Yeah.
And when they started setting up evacuation areas, then I at least entertained the thought of our leaving here. But after we found that this was going to be an evacuation center, our plans became to evacuate to here, we're leaving here because of our baby.
Did you know where you would have gone?
To North America.
So you had a place there to stay?
And that would have gotten us probably 75 miles from the reactor.
So you'd have been pretty safe there.
Well,
at least for the time being.
I don't think you'd be any safer there than maybe 200 miles away if the wind blew the right way, because when China was doing all their experimental nuclear tests above ground, we got a lot of radiation here. That's 20,000 miles away. At least people who have kept records say that the readings in the Harrisburg area were higher back when the China testing was going on than they were during 3 Mile. So if it travels that far, it all depends on whether you're in the road or where the wind's from. So that was our concern. We became more concerned on Friday when they started talking evacuation.
Did you pack it all for you?
No. We didn't have to pack.
thought about it.
We talked about what we would take with us, but we didn't pack it.
What sort of things would you have taken with you?
Basically, just clothes. Necessities.
Right.
We weren't concerned about
any material
things. Any material things here or money or anything like that, because money today is only numbers on computer records and it can be transferred.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else can be replaced.
Mm-hmm. If you had left, do you think you would have come back eventually? Would that have been in your plans? Or would you have, or did you have any feeling on that?
If we would have been allowed to come back, we would have.
Mm-hmm.
I would have.
Yeah. I would have wanted to come back. I would have wanted to come back.
Mm-hmm. So it wouldn't have frightened you away from the area permanently?
No.
Okay. When you first heard about it, did you talk about it with your friends or your coworkers?
Yes, some. Biggest discussion was about who left town, really, at the first notice. There were some people that I worked with who left town immediately and were deathly afraid of it. Some of them lived within 5 miles, some of them did not. And probably the reaction after it's all over, the only change those people would have made is they would have left on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
If they had known it was going to happen. But other than that, the discussion really wasn't that intense by most people. Most people just seemed to just listen and find out what the government's decisions were.
Mm-hmm.
They were putting their faith in the Nuclear Regulatory Commission.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
Yeah.
A lot of people say man instead of Lord. So it's something that we talked a lot about ourselves between the two of us. But I didn't discuss it. I was frightened, but we talked and prayed about it. But it's not consolation there. But we watched TV news. I listened to the news.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't discuss it.
You didn't discuss it. So it was more, you discussed it more with your husband. It was more of a private thing.
Our family called and wondered whether we were coming.
Mm-hmm.
My sister, I don't know if I'm left. Dark's mother just lived within blocks and within blocks from each other. So they were concerned and wondered if we were coming. They had to talk to us.
So you said most people put their faith in man. Where were you putting your faith?
That if God really wanted this to be a major accident, he would have caused it to be that.
Mm-hmm.
And if God had designed it to be what it was, then that's what it was going to be. It was just going to be a warning to man that no matter how many safeguards you build into these nuclear reactors or anything else, if God decides that that's the time for that machine to go haywire, and whether it takes lives, just like the DC-10 accident, it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
God chooses to do what he pleases, when he pleases, and it's for us to accept without murmuring and disputing. I've been teaching Sunday school, one of the verses I've been having my students learn was Philippians 2:14. Do all things without murmuring and disputing.
Mm-hmm.
And so many people grumble because what happened changed their plans. Well, that's not their choice. Whether they live and die is not their choice. It's God's choice. And you just have to be willing to accept it. Praise him for what does happen.
Mm-hmm. Do you think God caused this to happen, or do you think man caused it to happen?
I would say that in God's plan for this world, this was supposed to happen at this time.
He let it happen.
He allowed it to happen.
But it wasn't an incident where he necessarily, say, pointed his finger and said it's going to go wrong now. It was more of something that he allowed man to do.
In ultimatum, I'd say, yes, he's the one who caused it.
Okay.
Yes, he did. Man is just an instrument that God uses whenever he pleases.
Mm-hmm.
to make things happen that way. And that's how I feel about it.
Would you agree with that? Why do you think man caused it to happen? Do you think he was instructing mankind or disciplining him in some way?
Maybe, you know, we can't second thought God, but maybe, you know, his plan was to just let men know that no matter what our plans are, we're really in his hands.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what people don't want to do today. Today, people want to do things their own way. They want to have control of their own life.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's just little things like this that God uses to let man know that he still does exist and he's still in control.
Mm-hmm. Did the idea of Satan enter into your thinking? That he had anything to do with it?
No, because my belief is that Satan only does what God allows him to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I think his main work is really centered at destroying people's souls and keeping people from searching for a God.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Satan really has time to think about things that might... I wouldn't think that Satan would want to scare people. Because usually when people get scared, they begin to pray.
Yeah.
Okay, and that's not what Satan wants. Satan wants to keep you happy, give you all the luxuries that you could ever imagine, so that he can keep your mind away from seeking God.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Did you think at all about the Last Judgment, or the end of the world, or Revelation, something along that line?
No. Didn't appear to my mind.
So you didn't think that this was a scheme and this is a
warning?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Did you attend a religious service during the crisis?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Because that happened on a Thursday, I believe?
No, Wednesday.
Oh, Wednesday.
And where?
Prayer meetings Wednesday night and Thursday.
Mm-hmm. And where did you attend service that day?
Grace Baptist Church.
Grace Baptist. Did anyone talk about TMI there?
Oh, we prayed about it. Yes.
We prayed about it. We prayed that God would give wisdom to the men in charge,
mm-hmm.
in trying to sort out what was happening inside the reactor and really to control it. If, you know, God's will was that way.
Mm-hmm. Now, was this in the service or in your prayer meeting?
This was in the prayer meeting.
He prayed on Sunday morning, too.
And then on Sunday morning, the pastor prayed during his pastoral prayer.
Yeah.
He mentioned it also.
Mm-hmm. Was it pretty much along the lines, again, to give man wisdom to handle the situation?
Yes.
And we didn't have, the message was not centered on the incident. You know,
there was one comment in it, 2 to 3 miles, and that's all.
Did you pray the same thing in your personal prayers?
Yes.
Did you add anything to that?
Probably only that God would give us wisdom to know if we needed to leave.
Mm-hmm.
And when. That's about all. Really, and asking for protection for her because she's too young to know. We wouldn't want anything to happen to her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, back to the prayer meetings and the church service for a moment. Were the same number of people there as usual?
Oh, yes.
I would say very close to.
Not anymore, if that's.
I don't think it was
people
more.
People would come to church because of mm-hmm. that. No, it was. Like it usually always
is. I would say normal size crowds.
Okay, so it didn't. There wasn't a great upsurge, or a lot of people didn't come, or something like that. Did attendance at the service or the prayer meeting change your thoughts or feelings about the problem?
No, it probably supported the fact that people who trusted God weren't upset and weren't leaving town.
We were concerned. Everybody was concerned. But it wasn't that we weren't didn't have the faith to keep going. But I think we had to pray much more for patience. I know I did, because I really got upset. And yet I still believe that, I still know that God is sovereign, and that is what we must know.
Mm-hmm.
But I still, human nature, I guess.
Yeah. So it was a supporting thing within you. That's how the prayers helped.
Right.
Rather than changing anything, it just helped you feel that you were doing the right thing. What does your faith say about the rightness or wrongness of man's desire to use and control atomic power? Does your faith in God have any bearing on atomic power? That we're trying to control nature, or that it's a right given to us by our intelligence? Just those are just some examples.
Well, I think that God gives the men the wisdom where it all started. He certainly gave those men the wisdom to know that things can be powered by nuclear power.
Mm-hmm.
So it can't be. To me, it seems like it can't be any other way than we can't stop it, or we need it. I think that it's very clear that we need it, since he has already given them the knowledge to progress it the way it has. My goodness. So I don't think that would condone it or anything. I wouldn't know why.
I don't think.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Because I guess once again, it just boils down to the fact that God has given men wisdom at this time to know how to harness this type of energy. Up until this point, we haven't been able to harness solar energy.
Mm-hmm.
But now people are beginning to learn how to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And just as coal became more or less obsolete compared to the use of uranium, I think it's foreseeable to see that in certain areas, at least closer to the equator, we're going to use solar power more and more because the sun is readily available. In Greenland or Alaska or someplace like that, it would be utterly ridiculous to try and use it because it's so isolated, it's so spotty, the time period in which you have enough sunlight to draw from. So I think we have to have alternative sources, but I don't think we need to scrap solar, and I don't think we need to put all of our needs based on coal, because coal, just as oil, is a natural resource. It's going to run out someday.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think the sun will run out.
Mm-hmm.
Not until God ordains it to go.
So do you see nuclear power as sort of a step in between to find other sources of power, such as solar energy?
Possibly, yes. I don't think man has done a good job in harnessing the river and water.
Mm-hmm.
Certain areas of the country have huge dams. Now, I don't know why they couldn't put dam after dam after dam and keep using the water over to produce the power that's necessary. But for some reason, the people who are making the decisions have decided that's not the way to do it. So
would you like to see them explore more alternatives deeper than they have been?
Yes. Things that we know or we assume will be there, such as water and sunlight,
mm-hmm.
are two, because we live very close to the Susquehanna River, and if people could effectively harness the Susquehanna River with let's say, 10 different power plants along the left, instead of the two or three that exist, then we could probably produce enough electricity off of that to supply that immediate area with no problem.
Yeah. So what is your opinion on nuclear power?
I think it's a necessary form for now. Our needs for electricity have grown so much faster in the last 20 years than what coal production probably has grown, that there had to be an alternative. Nuclear seemed to be the way to go. I'm not sure that it's the only one. And I don't know if it's the alternate, because it does... There's a problem. What do you do with the waste? There's no waste from the sunlight.
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe that's the ultimate way to go. But again, it's only going to be applicable to certain areas of the world.
Okay. Do you think religious persons or institutions should take any public stand for or against human development with atomic power?
I personally say no. I don't think they should.
And why?
Simply because if they truly do believe that God is in control, the way in which a Christian, a person who says they're a Christian, should go about is they should pray that God will change the hearts of people and also give those people wisdom to make the correct decisions. So many people, when they don't agree with something, they want to go and march on Washington. I don't think, you know, that makes that much of a change. I mean, if they really believe that God is in control, then what they should do is get on their knees and pray to God that He'll change those people's hearts and their minds, and those decisions will be made.
Okay, going back to when the incident was happening, did you follow the news stations much more closely than you normally did?
Yes.
Was there any particular source that you relied on?
No. Get the Harrisburg stations, of course, and it was just the Harrisburg station on the radio and on the TV that we watched. We didn't change, you know, get something else.
Usually WHP or Channel 27 on television is what we usually watch news from. Either one.
So you just followed through on a normal routine, only listened more?
Well, normal stations, we probably listened a lot more.
Yeah.
Instead of listening to radio, maybe, what, 3 hours a day?
It was like...
Probably 12 hours a day instead.
How did you feel about the way the stations handled the situation?
I thought it was rather... For the information they were being given, I think they did a good job.
Yeah, both.
Because they, in that case where things were sealed off, they were only given certain information. To be released. So really you had to base whatever they were saying on what someone in a position, either the company or the government, was telling them.
How did you feel about the way the company handled the situation themselves?
Terrible. I thought the company did a lousy job. I think they honestly lied to people because they played it down as being almost nothing. And anytime there's an escape of radiation into the atmosphere, it's a problem. And I think you need to protect the people that it's going to come in contact with. They didn't seem to care about that. The only thing they seemed to be caring about was letting the stockholders get their dividends, let the people who are already paying for electricity pay an extra money to pay for their plant. And the mistake they've made, as far as the company's concerned, I just think they did a terrible job.
What about the government?
I think they did an adequate job. I think the people they brought in were good people. But I don't think they were prepared for an incident like this. But I'm not sure that we ever will, because not all nuclear reactors are the same.
Mm-hmm.
You know, fortunately, we live in a country where we live in a competitive society. The company that decides to gets the bid to build that apparatus, whatever it may be, and their design is accepted, they build it.
Mm-hmm.
So there are companies in competition. So not every reactor is the same.
Mm-hmm.
So they can't plan for any set thing that's going to happen with all the different types of reactors there are.
Mm-hmm.
I think the local, what would you call them? Civil defense companies, civil defense groups and so forth, in the areas of these, should have some kind of plan if something like this would happen again. In our case, there wasn't any plans. And they say now, after it's all over, they don't even know what plans they have now or anything.
So they should do some revising and be more prepared in the future.
Yes.
Was there anyone you found particularly reliable or trusted more than anybody else?
Probably Harold Benton.
No, I think that man. I thought we felt more relieved when
he spoke.
Right.
He seemed to be telling what he knew.
Yeah. And like it was, what he knew.
If he didn't know, he told you he didn't know.
Yeah.
And that,
he seemed very honest about it all.
Yes.
So he laid it on the line for you rather than trying to brush it over.
Yes.
Was there anyone you particularly mistrusted? Would that be MedEd? Or was there anyone?
The vice president for MedEd in charge of the nuclear.
Remember his name. It felt like you knew him. You heard his name so often, but I.
Yeah.
That man.
Their vice president, who was in charge of the nuclear production, to me, just, I had no faith in it at all.
Mm-hmm. Did you feel that those in charge were in control of the situation while it was going on?
No. No, because they've never experienced this, so they didn't really know what was going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Looking back on it, do you think they were in charge any more than you had thought then, or is your opinion any different?
No, I don't think so, because some of the things they tried didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
And if they were in charge and really knew what was going on inside that containment building, what they tried would have worked, because they would have known beforehand that it would have worked.
Mm-hmm.
And that wasn't the case.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Other than you said you mentioned before that you were thinking of moving out, at least for a while. Did you make any other plans or change your routine, different from what would normally have gone on?
I didn't take Marsh out.
Yeah, that's right. You had mentioned that you were staying indoors more.
Yes.
Yes, we stayed in almost all the time that weekend.
It was so rainy and everything, and I felt that it was, the air was probably heavy, and yes, we did stay indoors more.
Almost the whole time from, what, Saturday, Sunday,
Monday? No, we didn't lock ourselves up inside.
We went necessity places, maybe to the store to get groceries and came home when we went to church. But as far as going out shopping, going out and just working in the yard and things, I worked, what, half hour one day outside trimming a tree, and that's all we did.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of the time we spent inside.
Why were you inside?
Basically because on Friday when they felt that things were bad, they had told people to stay inside.
Close their windows.
And close your windows and stay inside. But if the radiation's in the air, and the air's going to come in your house, so you're going to eventually get it anyhow.
Mm-hmm. But you just thought it would take a while for it to get inside, so you might as well just have as least exposure as you could.
Yeah. Why take any more chances than you have to?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we watched the weather reports and watched the currents in the air, and everything was going away from Carlisle,
mm-hmm.
which made us feel more at ease. If the air had changed and come towards Carlisle, then I think we would have maybe taken more decisions and maybe even left.
Mm-hmm. Did you have any mental pictures of what was happening at TMI or what might happen?
Not unless they called for a mass evacuation, because if they did that, I think there would have been utter panic.
Mm-hmm.
I think the highways would have been just mass hysteria,
mm-hmm.
with people just pushing and shoving and driving over each other trying to get out.
Yeah.
But other than that, no, I didn't have any mental pictures.
Did you do any daydreaming about the panic?
Oh, yes, I think. I tried to imagine what it would be like to see the highways full of cars just trying to go. Just, you know, when you look at movies of the World Wars, when people's homes and cities were being bombed and people they left, how there were just lines of cars and people walking or whatever to get out.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine that would be the same situation over mm-hmm. if it happened here.
Did you compare the event to any other events in history?
Just the mass evacuations of cities from world wars.
Mm-hmm. Did anything in your personal life come to mind? Any comparisons?
Not that I know of.
Well, like for example, any crisis situations you may have had in your family or that you knew of?
No, the only crisis we were really involved in was the 72 flood, but. That was more or less a completely different situation,
mm-hmm.
because there you could see the water and you could see it coming, and you avoided it, but you didn't run away from it.
Mm-hmm. Did you feel this was any worse than that, or even less danger than that?
I think from a visual standpoint, I think this was less
mm-hmm.
than the 72 flood. Because during the 72 flood, I saw how parts of houses floating down the river. I saw the water closer to my mother's house than I'd ever seen it in my life. I helped sandbag a dike at 2 o'clock in the morning, and the water was splashing over the top. But I could see what I was fearing then
mm-hmm.
was water. But with radiation, you don't see it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the unknown that makes it very hard to accept.
Mm-hmm. Did you feel because of it was unknown, it was a greater mental strain?
Yes, definitely. I think we both did. Because, you know, fearing what it can do, changes it makes in people's lives, and not knowing it,
mm-hmm.
I think that's very tough to accept.
What sorts of changes would it make in people's lives?
I think that the future is on fire, but this is going to have a change, at least in the mental aspect of a lot of people who have been around it. The pressure, the tension, they're going to, a lot of young children from the 5 mile radius of Three Mile Island are probably going to be very scared of being anywhere near a nuclear reactor.
Mm-hmm.
They may change their life patterns greatly just to avoid them.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas maybe people who didn't live here and so forth, didn't grow up with it, they may move into this area and pick nothing up.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the people who live here, when these children grow up, they may leave here with the purpose of getting away from Three Mile Island.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the fear that they remember as a child.
Do you feel it had any lasting effect on you?
I would say yes. I probably respect it more. I probably would be more skeptical of what the government's regulations are and control.
I would like to see them be better prepared in the future.
Do you think your health was affected at all?
Not that I know of.
Either now or in the future? Or what about your daughter?
Hope not. I don't know why. She wasn't outside the house in 4 or 5 days. I know that.
Okay. Did you have any concern about the food or milk from the area?
I didn't, because I sort of trusted the fact that the government was doing their job then, checking it and making sure that it was safe.
Yes, I believed when they told us that that it was being checked constantly and thoroughly. I believed what they told us. It was okay. And I didn't, we thought about it, we talked about it, but I believed what the people told us. Those in charge that gave the statements out.
Okay, if the worst had occurred during the crisis, what do you think it would have been?
I think there would have been a large reduced radioactivity. And I think the areas in which that radioactivity settled in would have become uninhabitable to people for many years. It probably would have had to have been
blocked off in some way.
And people wouldn't have been able to live there or not there until some future years in which that land turned back to normal because of the radioactivity's half-life eventually dying out.
How do you think the radiation would have affected life in that area?
I would imagine, from what you see from fiction stories and what little we've been told, that there wouldn't have been anything living there.
Does that include plant and animal life then?
Yes. In my small amount of knowledge of what it would do, I don't think anything could have existed in that area.
Okay, you mentioned stories. Was there any particular movies, books, or stories, anything along that line that came to your mind?
Not in particular. Just things I've seen over the years, nothing that really registers as a main.
That movie that everybody was talking about. We haven't been to the movies for years, though.
China Syndrome, I don't know.
But that made so many people think about this. I don't even know what the movie was about. We never bothered to find out anything about it.
Do you have any curiosity to go see it?
No.
No.
Did you feel that you had special responsibilities during the incident? At home, with your job? I know you've mentioned your daughter as one very special responsibility.
I think, as far as mine goes, making sure that Greta and her mother were safe. As far as my job, no, because I'm trained, and what I'm trained in, I could walk out of here and go elsewhere and get a job with no trouble. So that's not a problem. But I think my whole responsibility, as far as I was concerned, were those two people right there, making sure that they were safe.
And what about you? Did you feel you had any special responsibilities?
Oh, I thought about our family, and I knew some pregnant girls, and of course there's a lot of us in our church that have young babies like this, and it made me think about all of them, but I thought about Dart because he was so close to, it was only 13 miles, and at Camp Hill, And I was concerned about him, I guess, as much as he was about us.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay. Gone through all these. Did you find yourself singing any songs or lyrics going through your mind?
No. That didn't come to my mind that I can remember.
Or even a special hymn that went over.
No.
Not special.
No.
No. Was your sleep disturbed at all?
No. I think we slept better because we were so... We were mentally uptight when we were awake, that when we finally went to sleep, we just completely relaxed and probably slept better than before.
Mm-hmm. Did you find that there were any more conflicts in your family because of the increased tension?
A little bit. When I wanted to go outside, my wife didn't want me to.
That's why you only got one tree pruned.
Right. I feel like I went out after him and I said, I just don't feel like you should be out here.
Did you hear any jokes about radiation or Three Mile Island?
Oh, my.
There were some, I don't remember.
Not jokes, but just all these comments that about... Glowing, you know,
glow, your glowing personality, and like that's all.
Where did you hear them?
Most kids, students.
I heard kids on the way, you know, outside. I heard most of the young kids in the neighborhood are passing the school to the school.
And you heard them. You heard them from your students.
Yes.
Did you hear any adults joking about it?
Really, the only jokes I heard from adults were people who were not Catholics and were joking about the Catholics getting a pardon for their sins.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Some of the teachers really made a big thing of that to the Catholics, you know. And the thing that was really unique was this: you had to belong to a certain Catholic church in order to get it.
Huh.
If the priest at your Catholic church didn't agree with it, that the people of that congregation didn't get this special blessing.
Mm-hmm.
It really made most of the people who were not Catholics think of it as really being a total farce.
Mm-hmm. Okay, why do you think your students were joking?
Partially out of a way of getting over the fear.
Anxiety, yes, I think. They joked.
A way of covering up fear.
Mm-hmm.
Because they didn't really understand. I know... The Friday of that week,
when Dart came home, he said the students were really concerned. He was really surprised at the concern in the student.
Because I plugged in a radio on Friday morning and left it play the whole day during my classes. And whenever a news bulletin came on, everybody quit working and went to the radio.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not normal for teenagers to do.
Yeah.
They were concerned. They were wondering what was going on. And that was the same time which they came out with the idea you weren't supposed to go outside.
Mm-hmm.
And then some parents came and got their children and left town. And that added to it because they thought maybe they knew more than was being released. But they didn't. They were just extra scared when they were leaving.
Mm-hmm. What other changes did you notice in people? Were there any others?
No,
around people.
I didn't notice any others. No.
Okay, is there anything else you'd like to add? Or is there anything that I've asked him primarily that you'd like to fill in on?
I don't know of anything other than I hope that the government is more prepared for this type of thing in the future.
Mm-hmm.
That's